Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Grace Nurture. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for your support. Thank you for inviting all of your family and friends and coworkers. Our numbers are growing tremendously each and every day, and we really appreciate you being a part of Grace Nurture.
Because we are still gripped in His grace,
and mesmerized by his mercy, today is a monumental Monday. Welcome to Grace Nurture, a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ and its teacher, John Davis Marshall. The Stone Mountain, Georgia campus meets at 4687 Rockbridge Road. The Anderson, South Carolina campus meets at 918 West Whitner Street. Visit our website, www.graceview.us, or call 404-297-9050, or call us at 864-332-7572 for more information. You may send a tax-deductible donation to financially ensure the continuation of this program. If you have a prayer request, dial 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number is called, state the name and need of the person for whom you are requesting prayer. Now, stay tuned as John Davis Marshall, the teacher, brings the Grace Nurture for today.
Some have thought that the physical pain in the physical body of Jesus should be the object of our heart when we observe the Lord's Supper. Listen to me carefully. If that is the case, the thieves would have been the more sacrificial. Do you realize that the thieves lived longer on the cross? Remember when the soldiers came after the 6 hours. They came to speed up the death of Jesus so they could remove his body from the cross. They did not want him to be hanging on the cross on the Sabbath day. They came to the thieves, and they were still alive. They broke the legs of the thieves to facilitate their death. When they came to Jesus, he was already dead. So what did they do? They pierced him in the side. And out came blood and water. Now, think about it for a moment. Who lived longer on the cross? The thieves. Jesus died before they did. They lived longer, therefore, they endured more pain in their body. The thieves not only endured the pain of the crucifixion, being nailed to the cross, they also endured the pain of having their legs broken. Therefore, they internalized a greater level of physical pain than did Jesus. Therefore, the Lord's Supper, my friend, is not designed to focus our attention to the physical death of Jesus. No, not at all. Now, and I know that many people have focused. They have shown video clips and they've talked about the pain of dying on the cross. It was a painful experience, no doubt about it. But the experience for the thieves was more painful than the physical experience for Jesus. Therefore, the Lord's Supper is not about focusing our attention on the amount of physical pain, as if the greater the physical pain, the more valuable the Lord's Supper would be. No, if that was the case, then we would have focused our attention on the death of the thieves. Satan has always been very strategic. There are some people that he can attract their attention totally away from God and things of God. And then there are others he cannot distract their attention away from God or the things of God. So instead of distracting their attention, he simply distorts. And I believe that when it comes to the Lord's Supper, Satan has done a masterful job in distorting what the very essence and purpose. And I do believe that individually and collectively, we have suffered greatly because we have not internalized the oneness of the body of Christ as indicated by the observance of the Lord's Supper. The Lord delivered the divine directives by which we should observe the Lord's Supper. It was to be a memorial ceremony to stimulate mental intercourse and spiritual fellowship. Yes, the purpose of the Lord's Supper is a memorial to stimulate mental intercourse as we understand, embrace, and experience our spiritual fellowship with the Lord who saved us and with every other believer who has become saved. Therefore, let us remove mental hindrances and begin to think as we ought to think. A failure to properly discern the Lord's Supper and distinguish it from a common usage constitutes sin. Yes, a failure to mentally participate, a failure to mentally travel the pathway of the purpose of the Lord's Supper constitutes a gross abuse at the Lord's table. Now, remember, there was a list of problems that had surfaced through the Corinthians. And then he provides the correcting course. It started out with a self-examination. And then he said to them, you are to wait for one another. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 33 through 34. And then to just eliminate the abuse of eating and leaving some without, he said, take your common meal and eat it at home. Remember, the correcting course for the abuse of the Lord's Supper is to examine yourself so that as you eat the bread and drink the fruit of the vine, that your mind embraces the very purpose of the oneness of the body of Christ for which the Lord's Supper is a visual and a vivid reminder. Remember, the instructions you massage into your mind today will determine how well you manage your life tomorrow. For indeed it is true, a better you begins with a grace view of God.
If you have a prayer request, please dial the number 1 on your telephone at this time. 2754, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Sister Bird. Thank you, Brother Marshall, for that message. I would like to ask for continued prayers on behalf of my family and also prayers for my niece. She graduated high school this past Saturday. Just keep her in your prayers as she embarks upon her future endeavors. And I also continue to pray. I'll pray for my aunt. She's having some medical issues at this time. Just keep her in prayer. And also pray for the marital couples and the singles. Thank you.
Thank you. 2450, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Danielle, and I'm thanking everyone for your prayer. And I would like to request that you continue to pray for my family and I, especially for my husband and I, as we strive to teach our children to do things as we have been ordered to do so by God, that they will be more receptive to what we're saying and that they don't feel as if we're only telling them these things because we're their parents and we're trying to control them or tell them what to do, but that they know that we're doing it all out of love. And also ask that you pray for my husband, that he remains safe as he travels up and down the road in an effort to provide for the family, and that things will continue to go in a fine way at work. I'm requesting prayer on behalf of the Johnson family, that they continue to grow stronger and be strengthened. Also for the Arthurs, for Sister Cleveland and her family, the Grace Church of Christ, and a special prayer for Brock Church of Christ. Thank you.
Thank you. 0407, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Barbara. And today I'm still continuing prayer for the salvation of the lost and ones with addiction. Special prayer for the Waring, Will Street Church of Christ, all the churches of Christ, Grace View. But prayer for me. I'm not feeling well this morning. And I have my sister Charlene on the phone.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Charlene. I'd like a special prayer for each and every one out there today in Radio Land, that everything go well and God keep blessing each and every one. A special prayer for Sister Loretta, that the Lord will touch her teaching as she goes from place to place. A special prayer for the Will Street Church of Christ, all the women of our church, that we will get on fire for the Lord and get out and teach different places. And a special prayer for Brother and Sister Waring, and a special prayer for my children and grandchildren and all the youth. Thank you.
Thank you. 9509, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, good morning. This is Faith and Brother Marshall. Thank you for that lesson. I'd like to ask for prayers for a few church members, Mario Redding, who is dealing with some health challenges and work issues, that God will continue to strengthen him as he goes through treatment for cancer. Also for Matthew Stroman, who is dealing with some personal issues, that he will be victorious in his endeavors as well. For the Wilson family, for the Arthur and the Corbett family, as well as for myself, as I have some very important projects that I was endeavoring on this week at work, that those will be successful. And for my husband and I, as we make career decisions, that God will lead us to make the best decisions in accordance to his word. Thank you.
Thank you. 9624, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Denise. I really appreciate the ladies' prayer call this morning and the message this morning. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for my two brothers who's been studying with one of the elders. I'm praying that they will have a willing mind and an understanding of the word, where they will obey the gospel. And I ask you all to pray for the elder that's doing the teaching, that he will continue to have a zeal for teaching. Thank you.
Thank you. 6246, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brother McFall. Just once again, come to you guys saying thank you to God for everything that he's done, keeping me and my family safe this past week and weekend, and also just allowing us to see another day that was never promised to us, and ask that he continue to bless Brother Marshall with wisdom and understanding. Also come into prayers for the Browns family with an E, that God continues to heal them there. Heal them and help their loved one, Andre, to get through whatever medical issues that he has. And also coming to prayers for Brother and Sister Beasley, the Beasley family, that they continue, that he continues to comfort them and to heal Sister Lassa as she goes through her situation, her medical issues, and just to continue to have God continue to comfort all of us through our times of need. Thank you.
Thank you. 5964, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. My name is Linda Harris. I'm calling extra prayer for my brother John, also for my brother Charles, and for my sisters, and a special prayer for the Alexander, the Calvin, the Brown, the Child, and also for the Gladney and Clinscale family, and a special prayer for my sister Barbara that she gets feeling better, and Williams Street Church of Christ as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all of your prayer requests. We will now be led in prayer by Brother Pastor Cleveland from the Grace Free Church of Christ in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Father, we thank you this morning for being so merciful, so gracious, so kind, so loving, so giving, and so understanding. Lord, we thank you for the awesome message that was presented this morning, how to properly memorialize Jesus as we partake in the Lord's Supper. Lord, we come to you as humbly and boldly as we know how. Lord, there has been quite a few prayers submitted before you this morning, Lord, and we just ask that you take note of everything that has been said. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our children, continue to allow them to be mindful of their parents and what their parents are trying to tell them. Lord, we ask that you be with those that are graduating. Allow them to know that this is now another step in life that they are being challenged with, and to stay focused on you. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless family. Continue to love, lead, and guide. Continue to always provide your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless those that are dealing with health issues. Lord, we allow you to go in and to be with them, to be with the doctors, to be with the surgeons, and to allow your hand to be with them through their times of health issues. Lord, we ask that you bless those that travel for work, travel for vacation, travel just to provide. We ask that you be with those on the dangerous roads. Lord, we ask that you continue to allow us to share your word and information with the lost that they will want to know more about you, and let us present it in a manner that is pleasing to you. Lord, we this day ask that you bless all the ministers and all the churches of Christ that we are doing according to your will. Lord, and we ask that you allow each and everyone that's on this call that they will continue to study your word to show themselves approved, and that they will use your word as a guideline to their life. Lord, we just ask that you continue to be with us, love us, lead us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Join us tonight at 9 p.m. with Brother Brian C. Jones for our Fundamentals of the Faith call by dialing 347-633-9229 or log into www.blogtalkradio.com/Solomon-Society. So at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we look forward to hearing your comments, your questions, and joining Fundamentals of the Faith. Thank you and have a great day.